I'd like to go ahead and call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board meeting to order. It is November 30th, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. We would go ahead and start with our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll go ahead and start with a roll call, and we'll go ahead and start to my right.
Harold Thomas.
Roll Barbeau.
Harry Williams.
Stephanie Jordan.
And then our staff, we have
Jill Leva and Beatrice Martinez.
Beatrice. All right, our first item of business is our public comment, and this period is devoted to comments by general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdictions but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Is there anyone that would like to be heard during public comment? I'm seeing none and hearing none, so we will go ahead and close public comment. Next order of business will be to approve the minutes for November 16th, 2023. Is there a motion for?
Motion to approve.
There is a motion to approve the minutes from November 16th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? Next item of business is approval of the agenda for November 30th, 2023. Is there any items that need to be held, obeyed?
Just the next meeting date is December 14th instead of November 14th.
The next meeting date? Oh, on here should be December 14th, not
yeah,
November 14th. Okay, cool. Is there a motion to accept the agenda for tonight?
I move to accept the agenda.
There's a motion to move to accept the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? Next agenda item is informational items. Are there any informational items?
Actually, just one, Chair. We are having a Title 30 public training session at the Government Center December 4th at 6 p.m. for the public. We will have another one, just a heads up, Town Board Training January 13th. It's a Saturday. And it's probably going to be like 9 to 10. We will have a virtual option as well.
Is that the same one that was the all day one that you had the Water Authority? I mean, the Water District, whatever. You said it was 9 to 10?
9 to 11, actually. 9 to 11.
Oh, because that's last year was like almost half a day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's because it's a whole, you guys are re-elected every 2 years, so we had a lot of new town board members. That's why the second year it's a little bit later.
So it's shorter, okay.
Yeah.
And you said the Title 30 public training was what day?
December 4th at 6 p.m. at the Government Center.
Okay. All right, that's all the informational items. We will go ahead and move on to our first and only planning meeting agenda item. And this particular item will be going before the Planning Commission on December 19th. First item is WS-23-0733 Alvarado Refugio. Waiver of development standards for reduced setback for conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Lynn Lane, approximately 20 feet north of Gorham Avenue, alignment within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? So, you got the applicant. If you can come forward, come up, state your name.
Good afternoon. My name's Jose Alvarado. I'm actually his son. Our attendee that was taking care of this wasn't able to make it. His flight was delayed, but I have...
You can set it right there, and then we can see it. Yeah. Set it, turn it. Yeah, turn it the other way. Yeah, there you go. And then slide it back.
You slide it toward...
Down.
Other way.
Right there.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
So as you guys see, the carport, the proposed carport, is what my father constructed. We're 3 feet 5 inches to our poles, to our support laterals, supports, and this is what we want to get approved: the edging here from the nape, from the wall, from the property wall, brick wall. So it's just this carport on this side.
Okay. All right. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone that would like to be heard on this item? Seeing none, I'm going to go ahead and close public comment, and I will go ahead and I'll ask any board members if they have any questions or comments.
I've got a question on your letter, which is your justification letter that you wrote. It says we did get a violation for the attached room addition, right? Attached addition.
Yes.
And also in the carport. But the only thing they're complaining about here is the carport. So what happened with the room addition?
Correct. So my father, it was closer to the wall. So we had old neighbors there.
Yeah.
So they complained that the water was falling to their yard. Mm-hmm. So we went ahead and cut back. And that's what we were able to cut back, just to be able to slide in a car and stuff like that. So it was adjusted, and that's a new adjustment. So it's
carport.
Correct.
What about what kind of deal did you cut with the planning department about the room addition?
Yeah, that's a separate, we have inspection for that soon. That's a different
item.
But they need to deal with you, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It's a different application.
Okay, good. I went out there and looked at it, and it doesn't look that, going over the fence, but the neighbors are complaining that the water's dripping into their yard.
That was at the beginning because it was closer to their yard.
Okay.
But it was cut back, so now.
So you cut that back then?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
This
used to go over there.
You see the ring?
Yeah.
It used to be closer to wall. But yeah, it got cut back.
Okay.
Further now, and now it has that space.
But it's still 5 inches short.
Short.
Okay. And does it still go back into their yard or whatever?
No.
Okay. It looks good. Here's the fence.
I was looking at it. They have a gutter. They actually have a rain gutter on there now, too, to catch the water.
Yes. Oh, so they put a rain gutter on there?
Correct.
Okay. That's good. Okay. I don't have any questions.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Okay.
With staff's recommendations for approval.
Okay. There's a motion to approve with staff recommendation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? All right, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming.
Thank
don't
you, guys, for your
planning.
Yes.
You see, next is the plan on the 19th.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we are now going on and moving on to our general business review and vote on the 2024 town board calendar.
Yes, Chair. So I believe Jill gave you the dates.
Can you please state your name? And not just playing.
Please support my request to not have a meeting on October 31st. I just wanted to highlight some dates the meetings are scheduled to be, which include October 31st, November 28th, which will be canceled because that's Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then January 2nd of 2024.
So 2025.
Yep. So those are three dates that historically other town boards have canceled, but it's up to you if you guys want to cancel. Staff will cancel the Thanksgiving one, but if you guys want to cancel October 31st and or if you want to cancel January 2nd, what will happen is that you guys, when applicants come in and they get a town board date, instead of having that date, they'll just go to the next date.
Okay.
So.
I mean, me personally, I feel comfortable. I know I would not be able to make the 31st date because we usually have activities from the city, so I won't be personally be able to make it. And then, of course, I January 2nd would not be a great day.
Wouldn't be a good idea.
But I don't know how the other board members feel.
Like you can.
Tell me, I'm just suggesting the basics, but.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem. I do know that, these meetings that we have, three meetings in a month.
Yeah, it's weird how that falls. And it's there are some months that you have three.
There's several. February, which is a short month, but we got three. Then it's May, August, and it would be then January of 2025. But we'll cancel that second one, so 16th and 30th would be fine. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just something about having those three meetings.
Yeah. You're good.
You guys are good.
No, you don't have to stay.
You guys don't have to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
But I'm okay with the calendar, but it's just something about having those three meetings in a month sometimes is, you know.
Yeah, and it's weird because for April, you only have one meeting that month.
Yeah, January, mm-hmm. April, July, and December, we only have one.
Well, I guess it evens out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Averages to like two a month, but just because the way they fall.
Yeah, it's just the way they fall, but I know like for either, I don't know if the county does, but for the city, if they do happen to have a third Wednesday that would fall in, and they just wouldn't have no meetings though. I mean, they still just do the two meetings per month. They don't add a third meeting in.
Yeah, we usually do it when it's not BCC week, so for the most part.
Okay.
Unless you guys want to cancel it.
No, it is what it is, I guess. It is what it is.
Okay. So then the motion would be to approve the agenda with the deletion of October 31st and January 2nd, 2024.
Is there someone who would like to make that motion?
I have a motion to approve the meeting dates for 2024 and 2025 on the agenda. With the deletion of October 31st, November 28th, and January 2nd.
But the staff, I think the staff would do 28th, right? But that's fine.
You just want to really not have it. That's good.
Okay, so there is a motion. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. There's zero data post, so the motion passed to accept the calendar for 2024.
Those two dates that you read off earlier, can you read what are they again? The training dates.
Oh, training December 4th and January 13th.
And then January 14th?
13th. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
So we're like 80% on that day and like 20% the following Saturday, which is the 24th.
But we have a couple of meetings before then to.
Oh, well, absolutely.
The January 11th meeting. We'll be able to know exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make sure you guys know by next meeting.
Okay. Perfect. So we are now on to item number 8, which is our last general public comments. But I got to read anyways, I guess.
I like I'm gonna do it every week, every time.
All right, hold on. I got to read this then.
Read
a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 30 seconds. Comments will be limited to 33 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address. And
Earl Barbeau, member of the town board. Got a public comment I'd like to make. This, and I'm going to continue making these too because it's really important stuff. We're not just here to approve problems with the guys constructing, without a permit. We're here to do help the community. That's why I'm up here, okay? Something maybe other people don't do, but that's what we're supposed to do. If you read the minutes there, that's what we're supposed to do. I heard about this a long time ago, but it's more important than ever because we're in a period where, and I've lived here since 61. And so I've seen it. We had years of a lot of water, years with not much water. We could be in a prolonged period, because if you read history, I wish
Sandra.
She was here tonight, because she's the historian for the Southwest. And we had a group of people living here a couple thousand years ago, the Anasazi Indians, who lived in the Four Corners area. They're gone. They just disappeared. And they think it was because we had a tremendous drought back in those days. So these droughts come and go. And it's like geologic history, ice ages come and go, okay? Same thing with the Earth, because the Earth's orbit is not round. It doesn't stay exactly around the sun. It's elliptical, so you got periods of time when the Earth is farther away from the sun. It's a very complicated mathematical thing, but they don't talk about this, they should. So we could be going into a period of prolonged drought. Water is very critical to us in Nevada here. We don't get it. And this article is outstanding. If you haven't read the Review Journal article about the water rights, there's 20 farmers in California get more water rights for their farms than the state of Nevada. Okay, 20 farmers. And they were granted these rights going way back to 1911. Okay, that's when they first got them. If the people were smart in our state, we'd be out trying like they did up around Ely a few years ago. They bought up a lot of the water rights, the water district did, for that valley. And now, they fortunately put the kibosh on it, and farmers get to keep the water up there, but so that they don't steal the water and their future from them, okay? But what we should be doing as a state and a county is to try to buy up these water rights, because they were granted. The government gave these farmers this water rights back 100 years ago, and the way to get it now, you buy it. And the sooner we buy it, the better, because in my lifetime, we've had nothing but inflation. Things get more and more expensive, water gets more and more expensive, and it ain't gonna stop. So if we were smart, we'd get out there today and start knocking on doors, setting up a program where we try to buy these water rights up as soon as we can, because Nevada's gonna continue to grow. And, you know, we've gotta rely on the lake, and they're doing their best, but there may come a day when not enough water falls in the mountains to provide for our needs, okay? Because that river's only got limited oil.
And barrels of dead bodies.
Yeah, those farms there.
My minutes are up. Paul wants to speak now. Get up.
You didn't hear my comment. I said, and barrels with dead bodies.
And those farms. That's where we get most of our fruits and vegetables and stuff.
From
the California farms.
Excuse me, but you read this. These farmers, you know what they all grow? Alfalfa. They're all alfalfa farms.
There's a lot of
really?
Farms there.
Right here, they have pictures of it, and it's a big article.
All right. So, you guys gonna be able to have that conversation in just a second.
Okay.
So, what we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and close public comment, and we're going to go ahead and set the next meeting for December 14th. Hopefully, everybody will be able to make the 14th meeting.
November.
I mean December. That's supposed to be December 14th. December 14th. And with that in mind, we are adjourned.
All right. We've got to do something about this.
We've tried.